Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's that time. Time for Walking in Power Radio, where we present powerful interviews with powerful people, with your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford, visionary and founder of Women of Power Incorporated and executive director of the Women of Power Network, where we produce with power.
She's gentle. She's strong. Your favorite song. Incredible what you can achieve.
Dr. B.J. Relaford.
Good morning, happy new year. I am so excited about what God is going to be doing in Walking in Power Blog Talk Radio this year. We are honored to be coming back with you again in 2014 was absolutely amazing, and we know that 2015 is going to be absolutely awesome. This week, we are presenting women who are hearing the pulse, the heartbeat, and the assignment for 2015. They're hearing the pulse, the heartbeat, and the assignment for 2015. We're on all this week, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't miss these powerful interviews with these mighty, powerful kingdom messengers. We're starting today, January 6th, with Apostle Norma Gray. On tomorrow, we'll have Apostle Pastor Davy McGrew. On Thursday, we'll have Elder, the Psalmist Desiree Harris Bonner. On Friday, we will host Apostle Thurston Nithia Bankson. So, I mean it. This is a week that will launch you, propel you, and prepare you for 2015. I would like to say just a little about our sponsors before we go on. Then I'm going to open it up to Apostle Gray because I know she has a word in her womb for us. Our sponsors are D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC. D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions assists by providing the executive business support and coaching solutions you need so that you can focus on your goals. With more than 30 years of professional experience working in Fortune 100 corporations, they have the knowledge and expertise to offer an advanced skill set that will support your efforts. That's D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC, dhbonner.net. We also have Mobi Flyers. Mobi Flyer is not a website. It's not an app. It's a mobile interactive flyer which lives on your device. It's a flyer custom designed that lives on your phone and does everything a flyer should do. That's MOBIFLYERS.mobi. MOBIFLYERS.mobi. And welcoming our new sponsor to Walking in Power and the Women of Power Network, Pastor Vale Scarborough and Diamond Women's Conference Faith for My Footsteps. It will be hosted here in metropolitan Atlanta, April through May 2nd, 2015. Please visit diamondwomenconference.com for more information. Again, that's diamondwomenconference.com for more information about their upcoming powerful event. Also, on Sunday, January 11th, we will be hosting, Women of Power will be hosting the National Women of Power Enrollment and Registration Day. What is that all about? Women-of-power.org. For more information, there will be discounts, so much more. Matter of fact, let me tell you just a little about it.
I'm Dr. B.J. Relaford, founder and visionary of Women of Power. We're preparing for our 17th annual Women's Weekend with the theme, Matters of the Heart. Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart, for out of it come the issues of life. On Sunday, January 11th, Women of Power will host a day of registration and enrollment with special discounts just for you. Visit our website at women-of-power.org. Women-of-power.org, January 11th, 2015. I'll see you there.
I'm excited, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Today, apostle, leader, builder, orator, published author, exhorter, servant, shepherd, leader of Rehoboth International Ministry. She's called and ordained to the gospel ministry in 1984. She is the dean of the Uzziah School for Prophets. She has served as a senior pastor and apostle for 3 decades. As an ordained apostle, Apostle Gray currently serves as apostolic leader and mentor to several ministries on the island of Hawaii, the east and west coast of the United States and Kenya. She's also the host of her own talk show, The Gray Matter, which airs weekly on Blog Talk Radio. Her virtual presence is everywhere, often referred to as the Apostle of Technology. With her own Spreecast channel, internet blog, website, social presence, she reaches thousands weekly and a daily audience of over 10,000 viewers and listeners. To me, she is the woman that provides our marching orders for the upcoming year. I thank you. I welcome you. Would you welcome with me Apostle Norma Gray? Good morning.
Good morning, my dear sister. What a privilege and an honor to be with you as you kick off your season of Women in Power. I know we were together last year, and what a tremendous word of the Lord that came forth last year, and God did manifest it. I am expecting, nonetheless, for this year. So those of you that are tuned in, I'm glad that you're with us because you're getting ready to get some nuggets. And those of you, listen, get on your text, get on Facebook, tell them you do not want to miss this impartation. I'm excited, Dr. BJ, to be with you today.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. My heart was really, I'm really impressed this year with the presence, not only seeing, feeling, but hearing the presence of God. And
yes,
we've been talking as we're coming to this year about declarations and decreeing, because there is a difference. So I would like for you to share with our audience, what has God laid upon your heart as the declaration of 2015? And our chat room is open as well.
Amen. Well, listen, you know, that is so, wow, that I'm going to try to do it and try to condense it as best as I possibly can. You know, when you talk about declarations and decrees, the difference is anybody can declare a thing and can make a declarative statement. A declarative statement is something that is profoundly initiated or profoundly stated. You know, it is a declaration is almost like a mantra or a motto. It's something that, you know, the declarer stands beside, stands in, stands with. So anybody can make a declaration. And a declaration does not have to be right. You can declare something profoundly and it's in error. But a decree, when a decree is made, it is an act of authority. And only those licensed and appropriately recognized can issue decrees. Anybody can make a declaration, but only those who have the authority and the mantle to issue a decree and have that decree recognized. For example, the best way I can put this is that, you know, a soldier can give a command, but only a king can give a decree. And so you need to understand that in churches, you know, a lot of times we make a lot of prophetic declarations, and that's good. It's wonderful. I encourage that. However, when we as a body of Christ make a decree, We are stating what is, what shall, what laws will now be initiated and operated. We forbid things in decrees. We allow things in decrees. And so we really need to understand that, and that a decree. Now, once you make a decree, you can't just decide, well, I'm changing it, okay? Like a declaration. You can make a declaration and then change your mind tomorrow, and it has no effect. But once a decree is established, accepted, and laid out there, it only takes a formal act to undo it. And you can't decide just because you want to undo it that you're going to undo it. It's like the laws established for driving. You know, the speed limit may say 75. You may want to go 80 if you want to. That's fine. You can go 80. But if you get caught breaking that decree, you're going to have to pay a penalty. And so it is spiritually. So when we set decrees, and that is for those who are apostles like yourself, myself, those who are in the authority to set a decree, we got to understand that, and we can't allow people to get out of it just because they don't want to abide by it. And so in order to reverse any decree that is made over your life, in order to reverse it, it takes a formal act or action to do it or to undo it. And so I think people need to understand that, you know, we're so used to making resolutions and saying certain things and backing out of it. You know, even in marriage is a decree, right? It's a decree. You decree, but you can undo it. But it takes a formal act to undo it. Not living together, don't cancel the marriage. But, you know, certain things, you know, you could talk about your spouse, but that don't undo the decree. You have to go before the judge. Oh, come on, I'm not preaching, but I feel it. You got to go before the judge to undo a marriage decree. And the same with degrees that we declare. You got to go before the you know, the Almighty God, Father, and the authority that released that degree in order for you to undo it. So the degrees, let me get to the question. So the degree for this year, wow, the degree for this year really comes from understanding what this year is about. So this year, even though we have turned into 2015, according to the Jewish calendar, this is year 5775. So it's 5775. This is the year of the double-double, okay? The double five and the double seven. That is strategically placed. I mean, 5775 is what they call a palindrome number. That means it reads the same going forward as it does backwards. And the decree that heaven has established for this year, that this is a year of rescue, help, deliverance, salvation, and safety. Everything that will be done, everything that will be decreed must flow out of that anointing, the anointing to be safe, helped, delivered, rescued, and saved, all of that. So even the Jewish community right now is looking for salvation. That's incredible. The Jewish community has never been looking for, you know, they've been looking for the Messiah, but they've never been looking for salvation. But in this year, their eyes are set upon where our eyes need to be set upon, and that is upon the Lord coming through in the year of the double five and the double sevens. And for those of you that are already spiritually adept, you are already shouting with me because you know what five represents, okay? Five is, and we know what seven represents. So this is the year where God is absolutely going to complete, done, check mark, over. I mean, literally, it's a done deal. And so whether you coming or going, and this is my prophetic declaration, whether you coming or going, you're going to be blessed this year because it's the year of the double-double.
Wow. When you spoke just then, about the Jewish community looking for salvation, one of the tools upon our ministry each year the Lord gives us, and he said that the glory of our salvation, everything we've been going through, Apostle, the glory of our salvation shall be seen in 2015. You just came back and said, this is the year of rescue, faith, help, delivered, and saved. And now we have the Jewish community even now looking. We have got to have more than just walking around with a saved jacket on, with a saved hat or a saved T-shirt. I mean, enough is enough. This is the year, as you said, of rescue, faith, help, delivered, and saved. And those that even don't even understand why they've been going through, why they wrestle with what they wrestle for, this is the year of release. I receive that in the name of Jesus. I receive that.
It is absolutely so. And, you know, sis, it goes beyond, you know, you and I, you know, having served in ministry the number of years that we've served, you know, we've seen a lot of things come and go, and we can declare some things. We can, you know, because by the spiritual authority that God has given to us, we can declare a year to be so-and-so, and we can declare, you know, but this is a decreed year from heaven. And in order for us to see the, you know, to see that salvation and to see the glory on salvation, we have got to get under that spigot of 5775, understanding it in its totality and allowing that anointing to pass through our lives. I made this statement and post on Facebook early this morning or yesterday that you can't just stand under anything and expect to receive this year's anointing. You have to come under the decree. You've got to come under what has been decreed for this year, because if you don't, you're going to miss out. So let me just backtrack for a minute. So last year on your program, and those of you that are into it, go to the archives and you will hear it. I said it first on this Women in Power program, and I said 2014 is going to be such a profound year. It's going to be such a year where God blesses you and that God proves himself to you, either, you know, through your trials, but that at the end of the year, you are going to not want the year to end because it's going to be so good. You just going to want to say, you know what, 2014 has been so good, so can we have some more days? When I tell you, those who got up under that anointing, no matter what they went through, professed and said, you know what, Lord, you said through your servant that this was going to be a year. It's going to be so blessed. I don't want it to end. Every person that stood up under that anointing stood on December 31st and said, God, I want to thank you, myself included. 2014 was such a dynamic year. I mean, it was a year of restoration in terms of my relationship. You know, God has blessed me with a wonderful man of God in my life in 2014, allowed me to build my own social network, allowed me to move and change regions and be embraced and start ministry. 2014, I am telling you, it literally, it's a kick through. And so 2015 is just a continuation of that. So I'm saying that to say this. If you don't embrace what is being dispensed to you as the year of 5775, you're going to regret 2015 like you regretted 2014. I want you to hear me. You have got to get under the anointing that is for this year. I don't care who says it. If it's not lining up with 5775, the year of rescue, help, salvation, safety, and deliverance, I don't care if Bishop Tutu in a poo-poo said it. If it don't line up with 5775, you might as well dismiss that, because there ain't no anointing on it, and there's no grace for that, and God is not honoring that decree. You have got to make sure that position in order to see the fulfillment of what God desires to do in 2015.
My God, my God, my God. One of the things that you said, and, oh, God, Apostle, one of the things you've been talking about all morning is the license to decree.
Yes.
And the difference, as you and I, and I'm sure many of our listeners know, the difference between declaring, because declaring, as you say, anybody can declare. You can speak it into the atmosphere. But decreeing, you have to have the license and the authority.
Exactly.
How can we, as the body of Christ, if we may decree God's peace, unity, understanding, release in our family, anything purposed against it has no valid objection or
exactly
to come against us. Anything purposed against. However, how do we, and we can't, how do we line up so that we are in the authority to do so? I gotta let you go on, but you said it a moment ago. If you're not under the anointing, then you're speaking, you're babbling. It's like a tinkling cymbal. Go ahead.
Exactly.
So how do we purpose that?
Okay, well, here's the thing, and I'm so glad you know, we're breaking it down. And I'm going to break it down in terms where people, again, can understand it. So, okay, in the Constitution of the United States, we have the right to bear arms. That's just in there, you know. And so as an individual, you can protect your own home, your own house, okay? But each state, each city has a law that is governed by the police about intruders. Okay, so even though you got your own protection, okay, the law, the decree is already set that nobody has the right to come into your home uninvited and unannounced. I don't care if they're your brother. They have no right to come into your home unannounced. Well, I want you to think about that spiritually. We understand that, naturally, spiritually, I can pray over myself and decree over myself. I got the right to defend myself. But there is another level of authority. There's another level of protection. But you got to be in the state that guarantees that protection. Okay, so, for example, in the United States, that's the law. In another country, in another region, it's not the law. And an intruder may or may not be prosecuted. Well, the same thing spiritually. If you are not under the proper authority, if you are not in the church, ministry, connected, where that authority is legally recognized in the realm of the spirit, the enemy has a right to tamper with your stuff. But when you are under the right authority and you are covered by the right laws and by the right decrees, that authority, listen, if somebody breaks into my house, you know what I mean, and I call the police catch them, you know, as far as I'm concerned, it's a done deal. I ain't got to go look for him. I ain't got to do none of that. All I got to do is call the proper authorities. When we are where we need to be, covered and protected under the proper authority, once you recognize the thief, the principalities and powers and rulers, they got it from there. You covered. You ain't got to go to court. You ain't got to do none of that. Why? Because you're in under the proper authority in the right region. I'm covered, and they got it. When you understand that, yes, you'll be just as you said. I ain't got to chase no demons. I ain't got to put out no posse for no demons. Why? Because I'm under the right authority, and they gonna handle all of that for me. All I gotta do is make sure I stay in the right state.
Oh, my God, my God, my God. Whew. We are being apostolically blessed this morning by Apostle Norma Gray. And she is giving us, as thus saith the Lord, going quickly to our sponsor, and we'll be right here.
D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC. Are you a ministry, a coach, or personal trainer? Perhaps you're a writer, a business owner, or executive. Then you've called the right number. With more than 30 years of experience working with various ministries and Fortune 100 corporations, we are a global firm that has the knowledge and expertise to offer an advanced skill set to support your efforts in presenting yourself, your product, or your project with excellence. If you're seeking higher performance and growth, let us help. Visit our website at dhbonner.net today. We appreciate your call, and we're excited about partnering with you on your next project, DH Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC, so that you can focus on your goals.
Amen. Amen. Apostle, this 30-minute program is not working for me. I need a little more time. But before we've got about 6 minutes to go. What is the assignment of the church for 2015?
That is, it's so clearly defined this year, and only the stubborn and the foolish will err in this year. Let me say that again. Only those who are stubborn and foolish will err in what heaven is asking from us. This year, the Lord directed me to focus on this fact of what he wants. It's based in Isaiah 58. Isaiah 58 starts by saying, let me see, my Bible's on my phone, so I can't really do it, but it opens with, cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet and shout, and show my people their transgressions and the house of Jacob their sins. It goes on to say that you know, the children had strayed away, and then they were, you know, and that, and they were abandoned. But in, I believe it's around verse number 4 or 5, it says, listen, you know, you've been fasting, you've been sacrificing, but this is the fast that I have chosen. It is a day for a man to afflict his soul, a day for us to feed the hungry and to clothe the naked. And it gives us a list of all those things.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says,
mm-hmm.
and then shall thy light bring forth as the sun, and every yoke
thank
will
you, God.
Be
thank you,
destroyed.
God.
The mandate for us in this year is Isaiah 58. If you can't, if you cannot, you know, God is not asking, you know, I looked at all these people that, you know, going on 40-day fast, and that's good. And sometimes we do that out of religion. But the fast that God has chosen this year ain't got nothing to do with TV, Facebook, or, you know, it ain't got nothing to do with TV, Facebook, or food. The fast that God has chosen is for us to go through the work of ministry, start clothing some naked people, start feeding some hungry people, undo the band. Listen, it says undo the bands of the wicked. Wherever we find
yes.
wickedness, start undoing it. Start unraveling it. When we, as the people of God, do that in this year of the palindrome number, we're going to see breakthroughs like we have never seen them before. As I told
my
you, this
God.
Is the year of salvation. I shared this with my team on Saturday. We are going, I really, every pastor, every apostle, every Bible study leader, I want you to know, I want you to get ready this year. This is the year you are going to see salvations like you have never seen them before. Folks going to get saved left and right and right and left in the grocery store, marketplace, nail salon, wherever you would dare to offer salvation. So this is the year of salvation. Wherever you would dare to do it, you're going to see salvation like you have never seen it before. You know, before, you know, listen, I've been in the pastoral shoes, and you make a call for salvation to maybe one person. I am telling
mm-hmm.
you, in this year, we are going to see salvations like we have never seen them. Why? Because we get ready to do the fast that God has chosen, not our own fast, not trying to copy off somebody else because they went 40 days and you feel like if I do 40 days, it ain't got nothing to do with that. He that have an ear, you need to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Isaiah 58 is the mandate for the church for this season.
My God. You got it. Thank you, God. Thank
yes,
you, God.
I got it, too.
Thank you, God.
Listen, I got it. Pastor BJ, I got it so that the first day, so the first day of the new year, I didn't want to really do much. So my daughter said we needed to go to get my little grandbaby some, she needed some socks. And so I ran into Dollar General and to get my grandbaby some socks. And it was a little girl, a little itty-bitty girl, about 4 years old, and she wanted this bracelet. She's at the counter, checkout counter. You know how some of these little stores, they put little, what do they call them,
mm-hmm.
On-the-spot buys. And so they had a little bracelet
right.
there, and a little girl wanted the bracelet, and her dad put it back. I got that bracelet, and I told the cashier, ring it up real quick, and they were already walking out the store, the family in front of me. I said, ring this up real quick. And the cashier, the people behind me looking like, what is she getting ready to do? Girl, I took that bracelet to that little girl and blessed her, blew her family away, blew them out the water. I am telling you, this is how we are going to do it when we undo the bands of the wicked, begin to feed and clothe. I mean, the little girl, you know, I could tell her dad couldn't afford to buy her that, but this is what God's going to do. The stuff you can't afford, when you position yourself, somebody going to break their neck, leave what they're doing, and go make sure you got what you got. Somebody better come on up in here.
Ooh,
I feel
God.
A Holy Ghost. Yeah, that's
God,
what God's going to do for us when we do Isaiah 58.
Thank you, God. Apostle, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We honor your mantle, your anointing, and we honor the words. And thank you for our marching orders for 2015. We just pray
God
abundance, overflow upon your life right now in the name of Jesus. And we call that to be so in Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Amen. Amen.
Give them your site.
Absolutely. I want everybody on 101515. You got to go to angministries.com. That's angministries.com. That is the new social media site. I'm telling you, it is going to be bigger, better than Facebook. It's a Christian network. come on, join me at angministries.com. We launch on the 15th, and go to my Facebook page, and you'll find out more about that. Again, God bless you, Dr. BJ. Thank you so much for being faithful to God to continue to do Women Walking in Power. It's a tremendous ministry.
Amen. God bless you. Pastor, make sure you put that on my site. I want to promote it on the Women of Power Network. Whatever you
Absolutely.
Do, wherever you go, always walk in power. Follow us this week, all week, on blogtalkradio.com/WOP. Walking in power. God bless you.